Junior High Cavalier Jazz Band.
Hello, Cantu Junior High. This is Paul Hageman here at the South Texas Jazz Festival. Here to give you some comments today. Good-looking group up there. So glad to see middle school, junior high jazz bands. That's awesome. So looking forward to your performance today. Good start. Trumpets, make sure your bells are not in the stand. I see one trumpet that's in the stand, the rest are in the open. Keep the tempo going during this. Yeah, so trumpets on the opening where y'all playing in unison. Make sure everybody's playing the same volume. Watch your landing note there, Bones. Do-do-do-do-do-dee-da. So make sure you crescendo to the end of the line, saxes. Blow your air through there. It's the melody. Bring it out. Yeah, again, trumpets, watch your bell angles. Some of the trombones are playing right at the stands as well. Make sure your bells are out, brass. Watch the tuning on those da-da-da-da. Watch those notes, the chromatics, and the bones. Articulation, do-do-do-do, should be do-do-do-do, not ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah, Omar. Watch the tuning bones. Yeah, really nice solo, Omar. You can go ahead and do a tongue stop. It is allowed in jazz band, especially in Latin style. Good when y'all do that line you just did. You gotta blow through that line, trombones, and really match slide placement for you guys. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things I always talk about, especially with young bands in the brass, I'm a trombone player, is your bell positions are so important. If your bell's in the stand, we're not going to hear very much of what you do. And when you have a section like the trumpets, I've got three or four of the trumpets always with their bells out, and at least one, sometimes two, with their bells in the stand. It really hurts balance. Hurts clarity. So you've got to really make sure everybody keeps their bells out all the time in jazz band so that we can really hear all the parts clearly. rhythm section, make sure that you guys are really thinking about the time and the style. Everybody count, think. You have to count through the rest, subdivide, just like the director's asking you to do. That chord, little. Some of the low voices are out of tune. Yeah, you gotta change your articulations up on that. But everything's gotta match. Yeah, Bones. We got to work to open our sounds up a little bit. Open the inside of your mouth a little bit so that we're getting a more open sound. Got to match articulations between sections when you have the same lines. On that in the trumpets. That tune, that chord is really out of tune again. Okay, guitar, you gotta turn up. Because I know you were playing some stuff there, but not sure who was playing. Was it keyboard or guitar? Wasn't hearing it, though. Watch your landing notes, Bones. Yeah, the intonation is not good in the Bones. It's a hard lick. Yeah, we rushed into that downbeat there again a little bit. Breaking the drums should have just been a little bit more back in time. Okay, got a little intrusion from the next room. I'm not sure what's going on there, but yeah, try to keep the focus and hear what we're doing. Okay, so man, I heard a lot of different articulations and phrasing on that last two, so we've got to work to match that. And Bones, we've got to match our slide positions. Yeah, saxes really dig in on that line in the beginning so that it's real steady. Mm-hmm. let's make sure our time stays really good. And on the drums. So I would put the groove on the right cymbal and less on the tambourine. Just more characteristic that way. And the bass is playing the downbeat, so the bass drum doesn't have to play the downbeat on everything. Your solo, you gotta unplunger it, so you have to rock your hand all the way out so that the plunger goes all the way down. It's kind of a hard technique to do, but that needs to happen so that you can really, we can hear you doing the wah sounds with the plunger. Yeah, so some of these transitions, you know, between sections are not really in time, and the groove's not too good on them. Slipping. Slow it down again right here. Do 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 da. Remember those lines? Jazz is the study of legato. So all the lines have to be played legato. And not ta 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 ta. Really glad to see you guys doing this tune, because it's more stylistically, it's definitely more challenging than the other tunes, but it will help you grow as players. Yeah, nice job today, man. You know, we've got that tune is the hardest stylistically by far. And always remember, jazz is the study of legato, so you've got to blow through all those lines. Do da do da do do da. Your air has to be constant. You have to be using a D tongue on those and make sure that everybody's matching that on a lot of those tunes. So that's what's got to happen in that sort of tune. So, you know, the drum set thing, you know, it sounds like you're using the tambourine to take care of what the ride cymbal would normally do. But that tune was kind of a shuffle. And so the shuffle style is ding da dong da ding da dong da ding da dong da ding da dong. You emphasize 2 and 4, and the ride cymbal is ding da ding da ding da ding ding. And the snare drum pretty much matches that same way. Like so. And that'll give you the sound you're really looking for in that kind of tune. And, you know, you don't need to use bass drum on every beat because the bass player is playing the downbeats. So we usually try to keep the bass drum out of the way and only use it for hits and things like along that line. That would be more characteristic and sound a little more effective. Man, Omar, great soloist, man. You're really killing it. So I hope you guys keep working and keep doing well. I sure enjoyed hearing you guys play today. A bunch of little things stylistically that we need to work on, but it's great having you guys come up and play here with middle school, junior high. So I enjoyed it. All the best to you guys.